弟兄姊妹平安。
平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
现在是读经的时间。
Time to read our verses for today.
今天的经文还是在以弗所书四章一到六节。
The verses for today is still Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 6.
我来念单数节，请弟兄姊妹们一起来念双数节。
I'll read singular verses. Brothers and sisters, please read even verses.
四章第一节。
Verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
请大家念第二节。
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
我们一起接下来念好了。身
体
只
有
一
个，圣灵
只
有
一
个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
谢谢主，在过去的一年里面保守我们的教会。
Thank you for blessing us in the past year.
让我们可以在这里努力地传讲你的话语。
So that we can spread the gospel and give sermons.
努力地传扬福音。
And spread the gospel.
求主继续地帮助我们。
And God, we pray that you continue to help us.
在今天的聚会里面。
In the gathering for today.
你的圣灵亲自的指教我们你的话语。
And Holy Spirit, please teach us and guide us.
让我们灵里的眼睛被打开。
So that you can open our eyes.
看见我们独一的主就是主耶稣基督。
To see that the only God is Jesus Christ.
他是神，他是我们的救主，他也是我们生命的主。
He is God, he is our Savior, and he is the owner of life.
他更是教会的元首，是万有之首。
He's the head of the church and he's the head of everything.
帮助我们来顺服我们的主。
Please help us to obey our Lord.
在跟随他的路上有力量有喜乐。
So that we have power and joyfulness on the way of pursuing him.
也帮助我们教会不断的成长。
Also help us grow.
在主耶稣基督的身体里面各肢体彼此的联络。
So that we connect with each other in the body of Christ.
合一
Unity
一同长进
Grow together
使你的名在这里被高举
So that we praise your name
我们这样祈求祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜
We pray in your name Amen
感谢主让我们可以继续来传讲以弗所书的真理
Thanks to be Lord so we can continue to talk about the truth of Ephesians
最近我们一直围绕着第四章一到六节的经文来讲合一这个题目。
Recently, we have been talking about the concept of unity from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 to 4.
刚才所读的经文里面第四节到第六节是讲到教会合一的根据。
The verses we just read, verse 4 to 6, is the foundation of unity.
也就是教会当中的合一是三位一体的真神。所亲自成就的工作。
So the unity in church is done by God, who is three in one.
上次讲到第四节到第六节，这三节经文里面一共出现了七个一。
Last time we discussed that there are seven ones in verse 4 to verse 6.
在第四节里面讲到一个身体，一个圣灵，一个指望。
In verse 4, there is one body, one Holy Spirit, and one hope.
这是围绕着圣灵所在教会里促成合一的工作来讲的。
It's centered around holiness, in order to be unified.
第五节讲到一主、一信、一喜、
Verse 5, there is one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
这是围绕着圣子耶稣基督来讲的。
This is centered around the Holy, Son Jesus Christ.
第六节讲到圣父一神。
Verse 6, talk about the Holy Father, one God.
所以我们看可以看到第四节到第六节是围绕着神的三个位格来讲合一的。
So as we can see, verse 4 to verse 6 is about three identity in one.
那么我们今天讲到的内容只会集中在第五节的头两个字。
So today we'll emphasize on the first two verb in verse 5.
就是一主
one Lord.
概括的说今天讲到的内容就是我们同有一位并且只有一位主就是主耶稣基督这是教会合一的根据和基础
So today we'll be talking about this one Lord who is Jesus Christ and is the foundation of the unity of church
那么这里的主是什么意思呢
What does the Lord mean here?
圣经里有时候地位较低的人也是用主尊称地位较高的人。
In the scripture, sometimes they are people in the lower class will address their higher classmen as Lord.
比如仆人称呼主人为主。
For example, a servant called the master as Lord.
晚辈称呼长辈为主。
Younger generation called the older generation as Lord.
学生称呼老师为主。
Student called the teacher Lord.
甚至有妻子尊称丈夫为主。
Even sometimes a wife.Address their husband as Lord.
但是在这里呢，我们称耶稣为主，意义远高于这些。
But here we address our Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord, have a very deeper meaning.
这是我们认耶稣基督为神、为救主、为生命的主宰、为教会的元首。
Which is that we regard Jesus Christ as the God, the Savior, the owner of life, and the head of church.
保罗在哥林多前书八章六节这样扩展来讲。
So Paul in First Corinthians chapter 8:6 said that.
然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
Yet for us there is one God, the Father.From whom are all the things and for whom we exist. And one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all the things and through whom we exist.
我们接下来讲一讲以耶稣基督为独一的主具体意味着什么。
Now we continue to discuss what does it mean to have Jesus Christ as the only Lord.
首先我们认耶稣是独一的主因为他是神是道成肉身的神子。
First, we see Christ as the only Lord because He is God and because of incarnation.
创造宇宙天地万物，赋予我们生命，掌管一切的神只有一位。
Created, the God who created everything in every universe, everything, and gave us life is only one unique God.
这无论在旧约还是新约圣经里面，都启示得非常清楚。
It's revealed very clearly in both Old Testament and New Testament.
旧约申命记六章四节这样吩咐以色列人。
In Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
尼希米记九章六节，你唯独你是耶和华。你造了天和天上的天，并天上的万象，地和地上的万物，海和海中所有的，这一切都是你所保存的，天君也都敬拜你。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 6 You are the Lord, you are alone. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them, and you preserve all of them.And the host of heaven worships you.
新约里面，提摩太前书一章十七节，但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。阿门。
In the New Testament, First Timothy chapter 1, verse 17, to the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, and the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
这位独一的真神有圣父、圣子、圣灵三个位格。
This only one true God has three identities, which are、Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit.
Three persons. 圣父是子。
Holy Father is the Holy Son.
圣父是神。
Holy Father is God.
圣子是神。
Holy Son is God.
圣灵也是神。
Holy Spirit is also God.
一位神而三个位格。
Three person in one.
三个位格却是同一位神。
Three person are the same God.
这是神的奥秘。
There's a mystery from God.
人无法完全理解。
Human cannot understand 100%.
却是圣经启示的真理
but is revealed as the truth from the scripture
而耶稣基督就是神三个位格中的第二位神子
Jesus Christ is the second identity which is among the three which is Holy Son
他道成肉身来到地上成为一个人活了33年完全顺服父神毫无瑕疵无罪的生活
He incarnate and came to the earth become a humanand spent 33 years on earth and completely obeyed God sinless life
最后被钉十字架为人赎罪
and finally was nailed on the cross for our atonement
死后三日复活
and then 3 days later resurrected from death
升天
raised to heaven
他是百分之百的神也是百分之百的人
he's 100% God and 100% human
正如罗马书所说
Just like in Romans
一章二节
Romans chapter 1 verses 2
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的按圣善的灵说因从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子
The gospel of God which he promised beforehand through his prophetsin the Holy Scriptures concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh and was declared to be the son of God in power according to the spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead Jesus Christ our Lord
耶稣复活后向他的门徒们显现门徒们认他为主为神
After Jesus raised from deathHe went to his disciples, and the disciples see him as a Lord, as God.
约翰福音二十章二十八节记载，门徒多马见到复活的主之后，说：“我的主，我的神。”
In John chapter 20, verse 28, Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God."
历史历代的信徒也都盼望我们的神和救主耶稣基督再来。
Through the history, the believers always hope.Our God, the Savior, Jesus Christ, will come back again.
提多书二章十三节说，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Titus chapter 2 verse 13, waiting for our blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
中文更好的可以翻作，我们至大的神和救主耶稣基督的。
A better translation is our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
Who gave himself for us to redeem us from our all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works.
所以主真正的门徒都认他为神。
So that the true followers of Christ will regard Christ as God.
这是教会合一的根基。
This is the foundation of unity of church.
第二点，我们认耶稣基督是唯一的救主。
Second point, we see Jesus Christ as the only Savior.
使徒行传四章十二节里，彼得这样子宣告。
Acts chapter 4:12, Peter said,
除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名。我们可以靠着得救
And there is salvation in no one else For there is no other name under heaven given among men By which we must be saved
自从人类始祖亚当夏娃悖逆神犯罪堕落之后
Since Adam, the human ancestor, and Eve, they disobey God and fall in sin.
所有人都陷在罪人的地位当中。
Everyone is falling in the place of sinners.
活在世上的人的确也都犯罪得罪了神，达不到神律法至高的要求，亏缺了他的荣耀。
People who live on earth, sin against God and is not able to reach the bar by God's law, and short of God's glory.
而爱我们的神从创世之先就设立了唯一的一个救法。
But God who loves us have made plan of salvation for us in the very beginning.
就是让他的独生爱子耶稣基督道成肉身，成为卑微的人。
Which is to have to send his only beloved son in on the earth, incarnate on the earth, and become a very humble person.
在十架上受死替人赎罪。
And die on the cross for our redemption.
这是神所设立的唯一让人可以罪得赦免，与神和好，成为家里的人，得到永生的方法。
And this is the only way that God gave us to be sin, to our, so that our sin can be forgiven, and be in a good relationship with God, and become part of God's family.
正如主耶稣所说，不借着他，没有人能到父神那里去。
Just like Christ, Jesus Christ said, if not through Christ, no one can come to the Father.
所以，神子亲自道成肉身替人赎罪，这是独一无二的救法。
So that the fact that the Holy Son come to earth and die for our sins, this is the only way of salvation.
耶稣基督是独一无二的救主。
Jesus Christ is the only Savior.
这是所有真基督徒必须接受的。
All the true Christians must accept this.
这也是教会合一的根基。
Which is also the foundation of unity of church.
第三点。
Number third point.
一主意味着耶稣基督是我们生命的主。
One God means Jesus Christ is the God, is the Lord of lives.
主也就意味着他是我们的主人。
Lord means that Jesus Christ is our Lord, our owner.
我们是他的奴仆
We are his servant.
或者从希腊原文直接翻译
Or from the Greek translation
是他的奴隶
We are his slaves.
我们既然以他为主就必须遵行他的旨意按照他的吩咐而活
Since we regard Christ as the Lord, we must follow his order and live by following him.
第四点一主指的是耶稣基督为万有之首和教会的元首
The fourth point, one God, one Lord, means that Christ is the head of church and head of everything.
主耶稣不仅是我们个人唯一的救主和生命的主，他既然是独一的神，也必然是万有之首和教会的元首。
Jesus Christ is not only our, is not only everyone's savior and the owner of life. He is the only God.And also is the head of everything and every, head of church.
哥罗西书有清楚的宣告。
Colossians has a very clear saying about this.
第一章十五节到十九节。
Chapter 1, verse 15 to 19.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的。或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是元首，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父神喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body and the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, is that in everything he might be preeminent.For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell.
那么第五点，一主也 意味着基督是教会合一的创造者，他使不同的人在教会里面合一，造成新人。
First point, that Jesus Christ is the creator of the unity of church, and he is also giving us a new life and give different people new life in church.
教会是神新的创造。
Church is God's new creation.
基督不仅舍了自己的生命，将永生的生命赐给教会，而且他也造成了教会里面的合一。
Christ not only sacrificed his own life, gave the eternal life to the church, he also created unity in church.
他从各处招来各不相同，甚至曾经彼此为敌的人，改变他们的生命，造成一个新人，使他们能够合一。
He gathered all different people who were even enemies before, then changed their life, gave them new life, so that they can unify.
我们之前在以弗所书第二章里面的时候讲到，基督如何使原来彼此为敌的犹太人和外邦人合而为一。
Previously in Ephesians chapter 4, we discussed that how Christ made the Jewish and Gentile who were enemies to become one.
以弗所书二章十三到十六节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13 to 16.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血已经得清净了，使他因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，因而以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。
But now in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. By abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinance, that he might create himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace.And might reconcile us both to God in one body through the Christ, thereby killing the hostility.
罗马书十章十二节也说，犹太人和希腊人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。
Romans chapter 10 verse 12, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him.
所以在教会里面，我们可以看到不同种族的人，不同文化背景的人，不同性格的人，不同特点的人。
So in church we can see people from different cultural background, have different characters, very different in church.
我们一同被主拯救，被主改变生命，可以在教会里面合一。
So we are saved together by Jesus Christ, and we can unify in church.
好，那我们再来具体解释一下，我们以耶稣基督为我们独一的主，意味着什么？
Now we continue explain what does it mean for Jesus Christ as our only God, only Lord.
讲到一主，这个一字啊，就是强调主是不能分的。
One Lord, this one is emphasizing that there is no division.
正如我们上次讲到，圣灵只有一位。不能被分开，这里也同样，主耶稣基督只有一位，也不能够分开。
Just like previously mentioned, Holy Spirit is only one. There is no division in Holy Spirit, similar to today, that there is no division in Jesus Christ.
首先呢，就是讲到救主这个名分和功用是不能分给别人的。
First, the title function of the Savior is not to give others.
我们只有一位救主，就是道成肉身、死里复活的耶稣基督。
We only have one Savior who is incarnated and resurrected from death, who is Jesus Christ.
也就是说，我们只能通过耶稣基督这位永活的神得到救赎，不仅灵魂、心思意念，以致将来身体也会得到救赎。
In another word, we can only saved by this internal true God, Jesus Christ, so that we can receive salvation, not only for our spirit, for our minds, but also for our body in the future.
我们的救赎不是靠着一套理论或者技术方法等等。
Our salvation is not by some technique, strategy, doctrines.
或者操练啊、改良啊、社会运动啊、道德运动啊等等。
Or improvements, movements, social movements.
我们的救赎只能是靠着神活泼的大能在主耶稣基督里面实现。
Our salvation can only be achieved by God's might.
这是独一无二的。
This is unique.
任何的宗教、假神、偶像、人、学说、科技、组织、主义等等，都不能救人的身心灵脱离永远的死亡。
Any religion, fake God, idol, human, theories, technology, organization, doctrines, movement, and belief cannot save us from death.
因为这些东西里面呢、啊没有一样能够像耶稣基督那样按照神的计划替人赎罪胜过死亡的。
Because none of these things is like Christ, who can die for our sin and win over death.
因为他的确从死里复活，显明了他掌握生命和死亡的钥匙，能够让我们这些信他的人胜过死亡，得到永生。
Because of his resurrection, he has a key.Of controlling our life and death, so that anyone who believes him will not be perished but receive eternal life.
这是任何其他的人或者事物所不能给予的。
This is something that any other stuff cannot give us.
这也意味着基督信仰是有排他性的。
Which also means that faith in Christ has exclusivity.
因为神只有一位，救主只有一位。
Because there is only one God or only one Savior.
就是耶稣基督。
He is Jesus Christ.
我们不承认其他任何的神或者主。
We don't accept any other God or Lord.
这听起来有点霸道。
Sounds very harsh.
但是呢，真理就是有排他性的。
But truth has, truth is exclusive.
就比如说一加一，它就是等于二。
Just like one plus one equals two.
你不能说这样讲太霸道。
You cannot say this is too harsh.
我还有民主和自由，可以说一加一等于三。
You can also say that you have freedom, to say one plus one equal to three.
但我们知道那个就不是真的。
But we know that that's not the truth.
这也意味着我们不能够参与某些宗教大合一的运动。
Which means that we cannot participate in any of the unity of all religions movement.
也就是说，有些人认为呢，宗教都是引人向善的，对吧？
Some people think that all religions lead to good deeds.
那大家就不要相争了。
So that people don't fight each other.
我们合起来可以达到世界的和平。
So we unify for the purpose of the peace of the world.
这种运动我们是不能参与的。
So we are not going to participate in this type of movement.
因为我们只有一位神，只有一位主。
Because we only have one God and one Lord.
所谓宗教掺和的大合一，里面不是真正的合一。
So the mix of every religion is not the true unity.
因为这与基本的真理相违背。
Which is against the fundamental truth.
那这也意味着耶稣基督的神人二性不能分开。
Which means there is no division between God and the human.
也就是说，耶稣基督既是完全百分之百的神，他又是百分之百的人。
Which means Jesus Christ is 100% God and 100% human.
那么 一样东西怎么可能是自己的百分之二百呢？
So what itself can be 200%?
这是超越人的理性的。
This is above human understanding.
但是这的的确确就是圣经所启示的真理。
But for sure, this is the truth revealed by Bible.
耶稣基督 既是亘古常在的神，
就是，
但他的确又在历史上成为人活了33年，完成了十架的救赎，复活升天。
Christ is not only the God from the beginning, he also became human and lived on the earth for 33 years and died on the cross for our salvation and raised to heaven.
即使他的神性和人性都是完全的。
The God's holy character and human are complete.
His deity and the humanness are both perfect.
Yeah, his deity and humanness are both perfect.
如果他只是神不是人，那么他就不能在人的地位上替人赎罪。
If he is only God and not human, he cannot die for our atonement.
那如果他只是人不是神，那么他就没有无穷生命的大能，使他赎罪的果效临到所有相信的人身上。
If he is only human, not God, he does not have the mighty power to save everybody who believe in him.
所以，基督既然是遗嘱，那他的神人两性就不能够分开。
Since there is only one God, so God's deity and humanity cannot be separated.
Yes. 那么第四点也意味着遗嘱，就是意味着所有信徒都属基督。
The first point, one God, one Lord means that every believer is belong to Jesus Christ.
就所有真正的基督徒。他们不属于任何其他的人或者假神。
All the true believers does not belong to any human or any fake god.
虽然在地上，我们也属于具体的地方教会或者某一个宗派。
Although on earth we belong to local churches or any sect of the religion.
但这些隶属都是暂时的。
But those belonging are temporary.
至终来说，定义我们是基督徒，是神的儿女，能够保证我们以后与主同在的。是我们和主耶稣基督独一无二的关系。
So the guarantee, the our relationship with Jesus Christ is the final guarantee that we are God's people, we are Christians.
我们并不是因为我们在组织关系上，参加了某个教会或者宗派而得救。
It's not because we participate in any organization or any sect of Christianity on this earth.
而是因为我们属于基督而得救。
But because we are saved by believing in Jesus Christ.
而只有在这个意义上，所有的基督徒是在同一位救主里面合一的。
On this level understanding, all the true Christians are unified in our Savior, our Lord.
那么遗嘱呢，在事工方面来说，也意味着耶稣基督是独一的主，同时他是。我们的救主也必须同时是我们生命的主。
In terms of ministry, Jesus Christ is our only Lord, which means he's the only Savior. He is our only Savior and also the owner of our lives, the Lord of our lives.
教会的具体事工不能够把这一个主分开，分成救主和生命的主。
In any ministries, there cannot be a division for this one Lord to divide into salvation and sanctification.
比如说，有的教会会教导说，你就先得救了。
For example, some people, some church teach people saying you, be saved first.
在成圣，那成圣是另外一回事。
And then sanctification is a different, a separate thing.
很多时候教会让慕道友做一个决志祷告。
Sometimes the church just want the non-believers to have a prayer of salvation.
只接受耶稣基督为救主，这样就可以了。
And it's enough just to accept Jesus Christ as a savior. That's it.
那么呢，只有其中某些积极分子才应该接受耶稣为他们生命的主。
And they think only some of the active Christians accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of life.
只有他们呢，才要背起十字架跟随主走成圣的路。
Only those Christians should carry the cross and walk with God in sanctification.
这种把得救和成圣分开，把基督徒分成两种的这个做法。
Such division of salvation and sanctification
等于把一主分成了两主。
Is equivalent to divide one Lord into two Lords.
就直接违背了主自己的教导。
Which is totally against God's teaching.
实际上也破坏了教会合一的根基。
Also destroys the unity or the foundation of unity of church.
圣经里从来没有把得救和成圣分开的。
In scripture, there's no ever, never, there's never division between salvation and sanctification.
每一位得救的信徒必然要走成圣的路。
Every true Christians who are saved must walk in the way of sanctification.
背起十架，舍己跟随主。
Carry the cross, deny himself, and follow the Lord.
圣经里没有说你做个决志祷告，将得救，以耶稣基督为救主就好了。
There are no such things in Scripture that you only need to have a prayer of resolution and receive the salvation. That's it.
没有说你可以不接受他为你生命的主。
None of the Scripture saying that you don't have to accept the salvation.
福音书记载了主自己的教导，说不背起十字架跟从我的，不配做我的门徒。
In the Gospels, Jesus Christ taught us, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me.
马太福音七章二十一节说，主耶稣说，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father,Who is in heaven?
遵循天父旨意就是要在生命上顺服主。
Obeying God's order is basically following the Lord in our lives.
所以接下来我要讲的几点硬道理，是对所有的基督徒都适用的。
So, in next, I'm going to talk about the universal truth, which is applicable for any Christians.
这个一主就是接下来第六点，就一主就意味着我们不能侍奉两个主人，必须完全忠于主耶稣。
One God means the sixth point. One God means that we cannot serve two lords at the same time. We only can be loyal to our Lord Christ.
这里再讲一下刚才有点提到这个翻译的秘密。
So again, we mentioned that the mystery of the translation.
中文圣经和大部分的英文圣经里面，这个当要翻译这个，翻译成耶稣基督的仆人的。
In the Chinese translation or the English translation of the Bible, when we want to translate, we are the servants of Jesus Christ.
其实呢，在原文里面都是耶稣基督的奴隶。
In the original text, it actually means that.We are Christ, we are the slaves of Christ.
希腊原文里面用的都是 doulos 这个词，就是奴隶的意思。
In Greek translation, it uses doulos, which is the meaning of slave.
但是呢，大部分的这个翻译版本里面都不敢把它翻成奴隶。
In most translations, they are not brave enough to translate this as slaves.
因为这个听起来非常的刺耳。
It sounds very harsh.
不能为现代的文明人所接受。
It cannot be accepted by well-educated people nowadays.
因为按照现在人的这个看法，的确也容易造成一些误解。
Because from their point of view, it could be a misunderstanding.
就好像主耶稣是残暴的奴隶主似的。
They might think that Jesus Christ is a very brutal tyranny.
要压迫和控制他的奴仆。
He wants to surprise and control his servants.
其实不然。
And obviously that's not true.
因为主耶稣和他这个仆人之间的关系是非常独特的。
Because Christ has a special relationship with his servants.
也是独一无二的。
And also unique.
一方面的确是有主仆的关系。
In one sense, there is a relationship between the master and servant.
毕竟他是神。
Because he is a God.
是万有的主宰。
The Lord of everything.
我们理当顺服他。
We should be obeying him.
那主在我们身上的权柄，不仅仅是因为他创造和赋予了我们生命而对我们拥有的这个主权。
The authority Christ has on us is not only that he has the authority of the creation and authority of giving us our lives.
也是因为他在十字架上流血买赎我们的生命而拥有的对我们生命的主权。
And also he has the authority of die for our sin and save us by a nail on the cross.
但是另一方面，我们和他的关系却是建立在真理、自由和神的大爱当中。
But in a different perspective, our relationship with Christ is built upon truth, freedom, and God's love.
我们人活在这个世界上有一个真相。
So there, when we live on this earth, there's only one truth.
我套用某个哲学家的话。
I'm going to use some philosopher's words.
可能是卢梭说的哈。
Probably
by Rousseau.
Rousseau.
我记得不是很清楚，但是我要把它改一改。
But I'm going to change a little bit.
我们生命的这个实际情况是什么样的呢？
What's our real reality of our lives?
我们不是生而自由，但是却无往不在枷锁当中。
We're not born with freedom, but born into this restriction and limitless.
我们实际上是生下来就无所不在枷锁之中。
Is that when we were born, we are born into the world of limitlessness.
圣经里清楚地告诉我们。
There is this phrase.
胎就是罪的奴仆。
We are slaves of sin.
我们被各样的邪情私欲、社会的风俗、个人的罪恶所捆绑。
We are bounded by any immorality, social trends.And personal sins.
这个是我们信主之前生命的实际情况。
This is our reality before accepting Christ.
我们好像觉得自己是自由的，不是任何人的奴隶。
It seems like we are free as not anybody's slaves.
而实际上我们是罪的奴仆。
However, in reality, we are the slaves of sin.
而上帝要呼召我们来做的这个奴仆呢，这个奴隶呢，是要做。义的奴仆就是公义的奴仆。
But the servant or slave that God's calling us to be is the servant of righteousness.
耶稣基督就是公义。
Jesus Christ is righteous.
神要我们来做他的奴仆。
God wants us to be his servant.
因为这是最好的。
This is the best.
首先，耶稣基督不是用强迫来奴役我们。
First,Christ is not forcing us to be his servant.
他是用真理使我们得自由。
He is giving us freedom by the truth.
他就是真理道路生命。
He is the truth, the way, the life.
在他里面，我们能够得到真理，明白神、宇宙、人生的真相和出路。
In Christ, we can have truth.And understand God, universe, human, and all the truth and the way out.
他也用他救赎的大能使我们脱离罪恶的捆绑。
And he also saved us by his mighty power so that we are no longer in the bound of things.
不再被这个世界暂时的最终之乐和对死亡的恐惧所捆绑。
No longer be bounded by the temporary joy of sin.And the fear of death.
我们检查我们的人生，发现我们许许多多的决定其实是因为我们里面的私欲而做的。
When we look back our lives, a lot of decisions are made by our own selfishness.
有很多的决定是因为出于对死亡的恐惧而做。
And a lot of decisions is because of the fear of death.
而耶稣基督使我们脱离这些捆绑。
And Jesus Christ is relieving us from those bonds.
再进一步呢，耶稣基督是用他独一无二的爱来吸引我们做他的奴仆的。
In a further point, that Jesus Christ is attracting us by his unique love.
他在十字架上为我们这些得罪他的人舍命，赦免我们所有的罪。
He saved us on the cross for us as sinners and forgave us our sins.
这样牺牲的大爱是没有一个奴隶主能够做的。
There's no masters can have this type of sacrificing love.
主耶稣是最好的主人。
Jesus Christ is the best Lord.
在约翰福音里面记载，主告诉他的门徒说，虽然他是主，但是他却让门徒成为他的朋友。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus Christ told his disciples that although he's the Lord.But he wants his disciples to be his friends.
成为他最亲密的家人。
To be his close families.
要赐我们天上最美好的产业。
And bestow the best inheritance for us, on us.
并让他们能够知道他要做的事情。
And he also let us know what he is going to do.
我们今天所有跟随耶稣的人都得了同样的应许和特权。
Today, everyone who believes in Christ will have the same privilege.
神把他永世的计划都写在圣经里，让我们明白。
God has laid out all His plan in Scripture, and we are able to understand.
没有一个奴隶主能够这样对他的奴隶掏心掏肺。
There no such master can be this open to his servant and slaves.
把他要做的事情通通告诉他的奴仆。
And telling his servants everything he's going to do.
主耶稣也天天的与我们同在。
And Jesus Christ is with us every day.
担负我们的重担。
Carry our burden.
在父神右边为我们祷告
and pray for us on the right side of God.
我们随时可以求告他
and we can pray anytime.
没有一位主人是像他这样的
There are no master like that.
所以我们要甘心乐意地跟随这位最好的主人和朋友
So we are following this best Lord and friends wholeheartedly.
这也意味着呢，我们要在生命的各个方面都要降服于耶稣基督的主权。包括心思、行为、言语、时间、金钱，乃至生命。
This also means that in different parts of life, we need to obey God's authority, including thoughts, actions, communications, money, time, even our lives.
因为他为我们舍命。
Because he saved, he sacrificed his life for us.
我们应当为他而活。
So we need to live for him.
所以主耶稣在这方面的吩咐也是非常的清楚。
So it's very, God gave us a very clear command.
我们看马太福音十六章二十四节。
In Matthew chapter 16 verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。”人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Then Jesus told his disciples, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?
Wow, 原来信耶稣代价这么大。
Wow, we just realized there's a big cost of following Christ.
好像从来没有人告诉过我们嘛。
Just like nobody told us before.
但是这些话都在圣经里明明地写着。
But those words already showed up in Bible.
而且耶稣还特别交代说，你要计算好代价。
And Christ clearly told us, think about the cost.
看看你能不能来跟随我。
Think about whether you can follow me.
所以主他是很坦白的。
So God is very open to us.
把这个代价都说清楚。
Laid out the cost for believing him.
但是跟随主也完完全全是值得的。
But it's very worthy to follow Christ.
虽然这条路是充满荆棘的路。
Although this path is full of spikes.
但是却是荣光的大有赏赐的路。
But it's very rewarding with glory.
我们刚才已经讲了，主耶稣是最好的主。
We discussed that Jesus Christ is the best Lord.
他也告诉我们，马太福音十九章二十九节。
Also, he told us in Matthew chapter 19, verse 29.
凡为我的名撇下房屋或者弟兄、姐妹、父亲、母亲、儿女、田地的，必要得着百倍。并且承受永生。
And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, will receive a hundredfold and will inherit eternal life.
主耶稣告诉我们，有一天我们必须在这些地上的事情和他之间做一个选择的时候，若我们选择跟从他到底，我们必得赏赐。
Jesus Christ told us, when there is an opportunity for us to choose between.The earthly things and him, if we choose the God, we must inherit the blessings.
启示录四章二十一节到二十二节。
Revelation chapter 4, verse 12, 21 to 22.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与他同坐，就如我得了圣，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
也就是说，我们靠着信心，最后跟随主到底的，主要让我们与他一同坐王掌权。
Which means that if we follow Christ to the end by our faith, and God will have us to be in His throne.
主所拥有的万有，我们也与他一同同享。
Everything that God owns, we also own.
这个是极大极大的一个应许。
Such a great promise.
如果人灵里的眼睛被打开，能够看见的话，他就不会以世界上这些好处为留恋。
If people can understand this point, they will not always focus on the earthly things.
而这样的认识，这样的能坚持下去跟随主，不是人所能做的。
Such ability to know this and follow God is not done by human.
就像他的门徒曾经所问的说，要求这么高，谁能够得救呢？
Just like his disciple asked him, if you have this higher bar, who can be saved?
主的回答是在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Jesus Christ responded that it's not by human, but it's in God, everything is possible.
哥林多前书十二章第三节，所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的；若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3, therefore I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵在你心中动工的时候
，When God's working in your heart，
当神借着他的话语，借着这样的讲道来催促你来跟随他的时候
，When God wants you to follow Him by His teachings，
你的责任是你愿不愿意顺服。
Your responsibility is answering whether you want to obey or not.
愿意顺服，圣灵就会开你的心眼，看见耶稣基督是主，是独一的神。
If you're willing to obey, Holy Spirit will work in your hearts and make sure you understand Jesus Christ is the Lord and the only God.
也会改变你的生命，可以跟随这位万王之王，万主之主。
And can also change your lives so that you can follow this King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
所以我们最后来总结。今天的这个讲道。
So let's summarize.
以耶稣基督为独一的主，是教会合一的根据和基础。
So the foundation of the unity of church is to have Jesus Christ as the only Lord.
也就是各肢体与基督这位教会的元首有正确的关系，是主的身体合一所必须的。
Also the unity of God's body is, has necessity of having different parts of Christ and church.Having different parts have a correct relationship with Jesus Christ as the head of church.
这也对我们发出了挑战。
This also challenge for us.
你的主是谁？
Who is your Lord?
耶稣是不是你生命中独一的神，唯一的主？
Is Jesus Christ the only God and only Lord in your life?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢赐下耶稣基督这位独一的救主和我们生命的主。
Thank you for sending us your only Son, Jesus Christ, this only Lord, only God.
他是充充满满的有恩典有真理。
He's full of blessings and truth.
跟随他实在是最美好的。
Following him the best.
就求主今天借着主你自己的话语来在人心里面做你奇妙的工作。
God, we pray that you work in our hearts because of your words.
让人看见
so that,
主你 自己的这个救主的主的地位。
So that we can see your status,
并且帮助我们来跟随你。
And help us to follow you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵得胜的。
Pray in Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.